ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is 1-3-2020, chapter 38, Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. And all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands in the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought forth from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations. They shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And then verse 10, ladies and gentlemen, says, Thus saith the Lord God, It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey. Ladies and gentlemen, the man that I was talking about all of this with back in June 2004 was Brother Steve Quayle, who is responsible for putting me on the radio. And Brother Quayle, are you with me here tonight?
Boy, Hawk, and it's a deja vu from 14 years ago, and now what's different, and nice to be with you, and as I told you before we went on the air, it's a good thing you have such a great memory, because, you know, I deal in events, and I forget how long ago we talked about it, but in dealing with the whole Iranian situation, that is Persia. I want to remind your listeners that Persia has the strongest principality and power ever detailed in the Old Testament, when Daniel was wrestling, and the prince of Persia withstood Daniel and getting Daniel's answer from God, and Michael and Gabriel literally had to fight against the prince of Persia, and I'm talking the supernatural and the heavenly realms, for Daniel to get his breakthrough. His prayer was heard instantly. The answer came after, you know, the amount of, what was it, 21 days, I think? So the thing is that right now, Hawk, we're in the most precarious position we've ever been in. And for the first time in history, I think that people have got to understand something. When Iran states, quote, I'm quoting right now, like Khamenei, our response will shock America to its very core. When he's talking about turning out the lights, he's talking realistically about an EMP attack, but not just with a weapon. People forget some of the greatest cyber attacks have done the most damage. So I want to give your listeners a real heads up, because even as we're on the air tonight, Hawk, and today is what, the 3rd of January, there's the Down Detector, which is a website that keeps track. I think AT&T is down. And I want people to get the mindset that, look, when the lights go out, that doesn't mean everything is going to be hunky-dory when they come back on, and it's not only if, but when they come back on, and at that point, everybody in America becomes the most vulnerable. Bob Griswold's been on with me, he's been on with Dave Hodges and others, and he makes a good point. When, you know, certain people we used to know, they had the motto, we own the night. And we know how to bump back in the night. I'm afraid 95%, I would guess, and maybe I'm a little bit too narrow on that, but at least 90% of even people that are ready to defend their freedoms and ready to fight and lay down their lives if necessary don't understand nighttime warfare, and they don't understand thermal imaging. They don't understand infrared imaging. But all that is to say this, is that based on my background sources, and they're really good. Some of them you know, some of them you don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that both Hawk and I have always tried to operate on is not asking questions or telling each other who, and a lot of times I don't care. You know that, Hawk. That was my prime statement. All I want is independent verification, two or three sources of what's coming down, and who tells me is not as important as what's coming down. And for instance, okay, the Iran signal traffic indicates that they're preparing for an attack on the carrier group. They've already made that clear. That's not top secret, okay? But how they're going to carry it out is another story. It is stated in the background that Putin has given his blessing. Should America bomb Iran, then Russia and China will not basically throw a fit when Iran uses one of its nuclear warheads on an Exocet missile to take out a carrier. This isn't speculation. It is a melodrama. It's certainly not, easy listening on a Friday afternoon. It just happens to be real. And we talked about this scenario. And meanwhile, the third Russian bomber, the Tupolev bomber, is in Venezuela, and it's known because I guess the Russians want everybody to know that now they're loaded with EMP weapons. So
yes.
Think about how we all rely on everything that's called modern convenience. And think about, if Hawk, and look, I don't know this, I'm not trying to scare anybody with this, but if this were our last broadcast, all we can say is, look, seek the Lord Jesus while he might be found. Neither you or I have changed that since you took over my full-time radio program, what was that, 10 years ago?
It's been, I went on, it's been longer than that, brother. I think you probably about, 2000, maybe 10 to 12 years. That's what it is.
Okay. And
you brought me on 16 years ago for one night, and then.
Yeah, okay, well, that's.
It doesn't make any difference. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, and so right now, I want everybody to think back on how many times they heard the word that this is going to come to pass, this is going to come to pass, this is going to come to pass in the future. And the future tense is no longer, I would say, the predominant thought pattern that people should embrace. It's today is the day of salvation. Today is the day you better get your acts together. Now, again, it was interesting. Leading up to this whole situation of Iran and taking out Soleimani. By the way, the Democrats are making him to be a saint, They don't even understand the Islam they submit to. But the point is that the guy was responsible for a lot of bloodshed. That doesn't mean that we're absolved from the bloodshed. I'm amazed. Maybe you've got a better perspective, and you do on some things, obviously. But I'm amazed at the amount of people that are sending me emails blaming Trump for this, blaming Trump for that, and you've got the Democrats that are making war on God. You have the Democrats saying they'll nuke gun owners. You have Governor Blackface, who basically has got the blood of untold tens of thousands of children on his hands. And one of the things that people don't understand is the governors that are the most pro-abortion are also the ones that basically have most likely been indoctrinated and inducted into that world of blood sacrifice because, again, it's the devil rules this world. You can try and claim opposite. You can try and claim anything you want. But at the end of the day, Jesus basically said the whole world lies in the evil one. So, again, what I honestly never in my life have I seen so many people railing about this, railing about that. And, again, Hawk, the thing is that the Bible literally talks about when a nation goes mad, each man's sword will be against his brother. And, that's the war that's on right now. We got to fight the devil. We got to fight the demons. We got to fight principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, heavenly places. We've got to fight false doctrine. We've got to fight brethren who hold a different viewpoint than us. We got to fight the people that, their sole existence is to slam, scorn, and belittle, begrudge, sue people that they don't agree with. And yet, right now, we're at, remember I used to play The Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire?
Yeah.
Well, we're there, and I still am surprised. Aren't you? I'll turn it right back to you. Aren't you surprised at the absolute, if you will, denial of the ramifications of what is coming upon us? Because, look, Russia, China, North Korea, and Turkey. You guys think that Turkey is going to be in the in our camp, NATO camp? You're crazy.
No.
And I don't know, Hawk, maybe our certain friend has told you, but, you know, at one point there were 50 nukes at Incirlik, W-82s on different platforms, excuse me, nuclear weapons. And to my knowledge, and I don't know, I could be wrong, I don't know that they were ever moved. I would hope so, but I don't know so. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that Erdogan tried to make sure they would not move. I hope they were moved as well. But I would say this, through Russia and their connection now with the S-400s with Turkey, the Russians will give them any number of warheads they want, you know. So, and then yeah. I recall back in 2004 that back then my information was that, you know, they always talk about Iran, we don't want them to get the nuclear warheads. Well, Steve, you remember, I think it was 1997, you had the one story from the old Wayback Machine that showed that they tested a nuclear warhead on a ICBM missile back in 97. And that has gone out of the memory hole, you know?
Yep, and I actually have it on my website someplace because, Hawk, believe it or not, I used to have, before computers, I used to have file cams. You used to hear me joke about it. And God bless my mother, who's with the Lord, but she used to basically go to libraries, and my mother was very smart, one of the first ladies that graduated from Emory Riddle Aviation University. And the thing is she was going to be an aeronautical engineer. I think she married my dad and decided that was, not what was in line for her next. But she used to literally scour. When she passed away, ladies and gentlemen, this is no exaggeration. We rid her house of 5 construction dumpster loads of articles that were cut out from every kind of magazine you can imagine, dated, and she read them all. Mm-hmm. And she put them in files for me. Well, I don't know if I became a file pack rat, but that is the one. I'm telling you a little bit of a story to tell you. That's the one thing I kept. I scanned it. Daryl scanned it for me, and it's true. Mm-hmm. When a nuclear weapon goes off, it gives a totally different signature on seismographs and on the electronic measuring instruments than an earthquake. And so what's going to take place right now is the worst of all possible situations. We'll look in front of us. It's coming at us. We'll look behind us. It's ready to overtake us. We'll look to the right. It's flanking us. We'll look to the left. It will be surprising us. We'll look above, and all forms of matter of deception and destruction are coming. We'll look underneath our feet. Instead of singing, I feel the earth move under my feet, the entities, you know, hell from beneath is moved at thy
mm-hmm.
coming. Most people think that, you know, that just means in hell they have to open up and make a special entrance for Lucifer as God casts him down into the bottomless pit, ultimately the lake of fire. But I think it also has another means, a meaning, and that is it's a dual meaning that hell is moving because they know they have but a short time. So anyway,
yes.
this is what is going on right now. And again, I want people to understand, Christians, you have got to look at the Bible and understand that the principalities and powers of the Prince of Persia is absolutely astonishing. And then all of the churches in the book of Revelation, it's literally Satan's seat and his throne is in Turkey, you know. So all the 7 churches were basically in greater Turkey. And I think, Hawk, that if people don't remember, it is Erdogan's desire to become the caliph of all Islam.
Yes. Yes. Now, I wanted to say this, is that just going back real quick to 2004, I stated on air with you, and we talked about it, that back then I was told that the Iranians had, from the black market with Russia and all the various black market and nukes, they had up to 40 nuclear warheads back then. They had 110 super sunburn missiles and 100 exocets. And I was screaming and yelling back then to get our carrier groups out of the Straits of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf, because they would dead duck all of them in there, you know? And
I do remember that. I remember that.
Yes.
It's just like, in essence, we know that when you were on the air at one time and, you know, River Pirate had told you something, you told it in real time, and you don't think they listened. They scrambled jets, and what the information was given was real. You need to share that, because, look, here's the deal, Hawk. Your days on the radio are numbered. My days on the radio, whatever,
blog, whatever,
and on the internet, are people don't see it. The Chinese, are you kidding me? What in the devil's hell are these guys in the United States government thinking? That is the biggest national security breach in the world, to turn the internet over to the Chinese.
Yes,
you know,
and Obama did it,
crazy.
Too. Yes.
Yep, yep. Well, and again, you know, I call them O-vomit because, you know, we're going to get vomited on with so much mayhem. And now, here's the deal, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard us. Well, it hasn't happened now or until now. No, and you had 25 years to prepare. And my guess is the mockers, the scoffers, the jeers, and the sneers are no further along in taking everything serious. And so when the lights go out, and it's not going to be a Journey song, when the lights go out in the city, I could tell you my lyrics to that, and then, you know, you can probably figure out what rhymes with city, and then it's going to get really bad. And by really bad, I don't believe I can articulate. There's nothing we can put into context, Hawk, because if Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, except the days be shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive, yet for the elect's sake, these days are going to be shortened, then Jesus is defining a time period where there is no context of time that you can liken it to. You can say, well, this will be present like it was in Stalingrad. This will be present like it was in Dresden. This will be present like it was at Krakatoa in 1883. This will be like it was in this time period or that time
period.
Yeah,
people think that money's still going to exist, and it's not, you know?
They're
not going to have anything in the bank or stock market or any of that shit. It's all gone, man. You know, it's when the lights go out, it goes bye-bye, you know?
And yeah, and I think
you don't
that,
have it
you
in
know,
your hand,
again,
you won't have it at all. Steve Quayle said that.
Yep. Know? Yep, and you know, that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I even had somebody file a false affidavit against me saying that that's not true. Possession is 9/10 of the law. That's what that is absolutely true. So, you know, what I think is important, Hawk, is to understand this. The critics can't save you. The critics won't feed you. The critics won't warn you. The critics won't be there for you. The critics won't protect you. The critics are going to be left to themselves, and they will devour one another. And meanwhile, I'd like to transition right now to Virginia. I don't think, Hawk, that people understand how significant this is. That, number one, the sheriff of Northam, Blackface Billy, cannot abrogate the Second Amendment on his own and go against even the Supreme Court ruling. He's going to try. As you know, the Democrats have been cutting secret deals with the United Nations. They've been cutting secret deals with the gangs, the narco-terrorists. Some of the most famous Democrats in the highest offices of the land are tied into so much shadiness that you literally could call them, you know, the shadow people. And meanwhile, then you've got the Republicans in name only, and you know what I call those guys. I call them rhinos with no spinos. Those guys are actively, everyone's selling out the country. And you remember in the days of good old Tex and stuff, and I used to talk about some of the Russians he introduced me to after the Cold War. I was not a foreign agent. But the bottom line is that, like I told you, George made the statement, that was one of them. That was his first name. He said, you Americans, you sell your country out for peanuts. At least when we Russians sell our country out, we know how to make a lot of money. And I thought, well, that's a pretty true statement. And I think in those days, you remember Pollard and all these guys. And basically, you know, they were, I guess you'd call them cheapskate spies, you know? Yeah. They did it maybe for the good of
Johnny
their country.
Johnny Walker Black quote, and all that. Yeah, I remember
yeah,
Johnny
yeah,
Walker.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So the thing is that now we're at a different time period. And again, we're trying to get people to understand this is not going to be like anything. It's going to be unlike anything. And you just made a statement. There'll be no money. Absolutely true. People who are on electronic benefit transfer cards or whatever those things are called, food stamps, electronic food stamps, all that stuff goes away. And when it does, so does peace. And people try and put time limits on it. The moment it dawns on anyone, it will be an instantaneous, response. The law of the jungle kicks in at the moment they get it. My guess is they get it the first time or the second day of their hunger and their stomachs churning. And I remember I used to joke about it, and I think this is good. We're having retrospect, ladies and gentlemen. But in essence, somebody should have put a soap opera together and called it As the World Burns and Your Stomach Churns. Go ahead, Ock.
Yeah, well, you know, I will say something else from the past that you always said, too. The day will come when no man can work, and the Lord is going to make this whole thing stand still, you know. And that'll be when the lights go out, brother. That's when it's going to be, you know. And for a brief moment, it's going to stand still. And then the demonic forces, the evil, and those people who have been your critics or mine or somebody else's are going to start saying, I remember Mark Kornke used to say, all of those liberal professors at the university up there in Michigan, they're going to get and start sharpening the knives in their kitchen and go after the patriots next door with their generator and their stored food. And lead parties to kill them and grab their food, you know? It's going to be so bad, Steve. People have no concept. And a guy asked me one time, he said, is Hawk, is 100,000 rounds enough? And I said, where you live in Rhode Island? I don't think so, you know? And he lived.
Well, and now, Hawk, let me bring this up, too. The drones that are flying over Colorado, they're flying over California, they're flying over Virginia. I think they're flying over, you know, Kansas. I think they're flying over Nebraska. These have the most sensitive instruments that literally can differentiate. When I believe it was MIT came up with the task of being able to differentiate between copper, ferrous. Imagine an aerial-borne metal detector that you can't fool. And you can do it by using mylar.
They can tell about the millimeter size, the length, everything, yes.
Yeah, they can tell caliber, they can tell quantity. That's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about Denver. Denver becomes a provisional capital of the United States when, Washington, D.C. is taken out. If I were one of the president's advisors, my first statement was, you've got to get out of here. You don't know what's already planted in this town. And now that Trump has taken out Suleiman, guess who the number one target in the world will be to take out? Mm-hmm. So I believe that they plan to take out the President of the United States. I don't know how and when, but I do know that D.C.
Well, you know,
will be
Davos
involved.
Is at the end of this month.
Yep.
And Davos, he didn't go last year, but I heard his Secretary of Trade say that he thought the President might go with him this year. Okay? And wouldn't that be something?
Yep.
Take out all of the leaders, you see.
I know, and it just gets so, how should I say this, should have, could have, would have is in the future, you know? But here's the thing. People can't deal with what it is, okay? To borrow slang. What it is getting very, very dangerous. I'm gonna read something coming in from overseas to me right now. And 14 hours into the future, so I mean it's already Saturday. Most Americans, Steve, have zero idea what may have been set in motion is indeed a global war. Sadly, this global war will come to the American mainland, which is something that did not happen in the first two world wars. People need to pray for the nation as well as the exact situation happening now. And then I want to switch over to his second one, okay? The Ayatollah has publicly announced 3 days of mourning in Iran for the dead men. the dead man. I'm sorry. Well, actually, it was a dead man, Soleimani and whatever, four or five of his Confederates. He further publicly announced that Iran would take direct revenge for the killing of this man. Separate and very privately, the Ayatollah told his military to present him a plan to sink at least the carrier, but he would be very pleased to have a plan to sink the carrier and his group as well. And as you know, Hawk, we know, we've heard the president state it. The USA has publicly stated that any further actions by Iran would be viewed as attacks on the USA, and swift and intense actions will result. That's a two-edged sword. And so I think we need to put into perspective the biblical end time and the end of days, that they have to have this. All the world's leaders who are Luciferians, and I don't think there's anyone who isn't, are vying for this. They get rid of a whole lot of damage. They basically get rid of the Christians that are really problematic. And look at how, just as Dmitry Dudeman's Blackbird vision, you can go on handofhelp.com and see what we're talking about. But I think that people have got to understand the whole ramping and amping up against Christians. Notice the Democrats' platform. When they made war on God, they declared pretty much the, you know, what is it, Psalm number 2? The kings of the earth, at least the Democratic ones, you know, will not have Jesus rule over them. It says they set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, we will not have this man Jesus rule over us. So, again, Jesus said he came and the people received him not, but another will come claiming to be the Antichrist in place of Jesus Christ, and that's the Antichrist they're going to receive. And so now, even as we're talking about all this stuff in the Persian Gulf, if with your permission, I'd like to transition to what's going on in Puerto Rico and what's going on in Cascadia and what's going on in Indonesia and the Ring of Fire. Because it's really important for people to understand this. I've asked a couple of my seismologists, and as you know, just to answer a question, Cascadia should be available by mid-February for download on Vimeo and the DVDs. It's in the final edit, soundtrack mixing, and it's mind-blowing. But I asked my source, I said, what's the status with what really is going on in Puerto Rico? I think 3,600 earthquakes, and they're at the very severe depth. And I said, what is going on? Because, again, this is since September 2019 for the year. We're at a lot of earthquakes. So here's what he said. Inform the people. What's going to be happening in Puerto Rico, there will be an island split as well as a new volcano in the crack where the island split. The violence of the event will also generate a tsunami of a very large size. Given information at hand, an event is likely within the next month, but this could change based on the plate movements, which are also happening in the area. I will give you updates as they become available. So, Hawk, we've got it on the East Coast, and this isn't a Beach Boys song, you know. Maybe someone could redo it and change the words.
Right.
The East Coast quakes are shaking, or the West Coast are quaking or something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But
the New Madrid quakes are really pretty, right? Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah,
yeah. And trust me, they won't keep you warm at night. So here's the thing. The only reason I use an attempt at humor is because how else can we get anybody to really recognize, every single Christian listening to my voice, a Bible-believing, bought by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, washed in his blood, needs to be praying for our brethren in Virginia, in Colorado, in California, across the whole country, that God will literally, in his judgment, remember his mercy to his children. Again, the Bible has not appointed God's children to wrath, but God's children, the Christians, are facing the wrath of a devil every single day. And the fact that, I'm praying, look, whether you like Donald Trump or don't like him, I'm praying that he's going to make Xi of China back off the Christian persecution. And again, when here's something I didn't know, it was brought to my attention, maybe you surmised it, but the deal is that North Korea was expecting an EMP attack or a cyber attack upon the United States during Christmas. That was supposed to be the gift.
Mm-hmm.
It did not come off. But the background intel going through to North Korea, Russia, China, and Turkey, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand something. This thing is a global mess. We'll call it, I don't know, I'll come up with a word. But it is a global nightmare. And the thing that is critical now is the cause of the reason. And maybe, Hawk, this is just like when God says, I'm going to put a hook in the jaw of Gog and Magog and bring them down.
Bring them forth,
bring them forth, because I don't know anything more. And remember this, when, what was the name of the guy that was looking for the Mahdi down in the well, the former president of Iran?
Almond joined the coconuts. Ahmadinejad. Right.
Yeah, and I used to call him, I'm a whack job. That's what I used to call him. Or he's a whack job. And the deal is, he said it would, and this is what got him kicked out of office. He said, if it will bring on the Mahdi, you know, the equivalent of Islam's, Messiah, then he wouldn't care if all of Iran was wiped out. Well, a lot of Iran cared,
you know. And they got 80 million people,
So, I gotta tell you something that, I mean, seriously, Hawk, I simply don't know where people understand. I'm frustrated because what I'm trying to find out from the Lord, my prayer on every time I go on my own video, obviously coming on with you tonight, is God, what do the people need to see? And tonight I got the lateness of the hour, and denial means death, okay? That's all I can tell you. The lateness of the hour. You quoted
the scripture. Let me add another one of the items here that I've seen that people are missing on TV and everywhere. Yesterday or on Thursday, Taipei, which is the Taiwan, you know, old Chiang Kai-shek China, the Red Chinese sailed their Russian updated carrier through the Taiwan Strait. Now, on the day they did that, Steve, what a lot of people didn't put two and two together, the head general of the entire military of Taiwan died in a mysterious helicopter crash. In other words, they hit him with the EMP or the scalar weapon or whatever, knocked him out of the sky along with his adjutants, and dead ducked him in the hills up above Taipei on the same day that they went through and with an election coming in Taiwan. China wanted, and they didn't go at Christmas because they weren't quite ready to go themselves. They're waiting for the Taiwan elections, and when they do that, they're going to blow. They hope the Middle East would blow up. America would be taken out with the EMP or with the cyber attack on the power grid, and then they would strike and take Taiwan. And this thing is all ready to go. The other thing I will tell you people out there is that President Trump and his people have already got, because Erdogan has already stated he was going to take Libya. He said that a week ago, didn't he, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Actually, he said he was going to take Libya and go into there. Well, that's Togarma and Libya, part of the whole bit, you know, of Ezekiel 38. Trump is putting in the 173rd Airborne out of Italy into Libya right now, okay? And I've been hearing all afternoon there is so much stuff flowing out of Italy, pre-positioned supplies, more Marines, marine amphibious units, all kind of stuff that people, it's not even been announced. It is moving over there, and they're ready not only to go toe-to-toe with Iran, but with Russia, Turkey, the whole nine yards. This thing is going to be up for grabs, you know.
Well, again, you know, the to the end of stupidity and self-destruction, there is no end. Even you know, Hawk, when I wrote the book Terminated, it's probably the most important last thing I wrote outside of Jesus, the premise of the promise, which is the only hope that I believe in. People are coming to know the Lord in a mighty way through that book. But to the, right now, there's a news, and I can't resist this. Scientists put a human intelligence gene into a monkey. Other scientists are concerned, and I would say this, Democratic leadership is angry and jealous. I'm adding the Democratic leadership is angry and jealous. And probably the Republicans are trying to figure out how to breed them. So the thing is that I cannot contextually wrap my statement into any stronger and forceful word structure than to say, you have so little time known only to God, but if you've blown off prepping, if you've blown off this and that, you cannot look at the harvest in the United States. You cannot look at the food recalls. You cannot look at the transportation issues of the biggest trucking companies going out of business. You cannot look at the Baltic Dry Index. Stuff is not coming in. You cannot look at letters of credit not being honored. There's even a website that deals with that. You cannot look at record debt. One week, within 2 weeks ago, it doesn't matter how much the Fed says they put in overnight, over $106 billion. They put in $2 trillion in 1 week. Well, my math tells me that real quick and dirty, that's $400 billion a night. And these are the biggest banks in the United States, well, actually in the world, a couple of them. So now you've got a liquidity crisis, and where is that going to strike? And you probably saw the article, I think you and I talked about it, that the money that goes into the banks and the overnight money market, like $100 billion, that's taken out the following day, turned to cash, i.e. greenbacks, and gold. Mm-hmm. And today gold had one of the biggest run-ups to its previous high. You know, it got up to, what, I think almost 1554, 1558. And,
yeah, it was,
about there. It's moving. And I had a guy call me, and actually I talked to two people, and they just kind of think that when they're ready, there'll be something to get. And I'll say, listen, how do you think gold gets transferred from the depositories when I buy it from my distributors to you? And he said, well, I guess you got to ship it through the post office. No, I said, I ship it either there, I ship it by UPS or FedEx. And I said, how do you think the trucks are going to move if there is a blockade on credit overnight? Well, they'll just have to hold on to it until the fuel pumps open up and the power goes on. And I said the two most important words. You know, I'm sorry, what if it doesn't? And you know what? The stammering, the stumbling, well, I guess I just assume the most dangerous and deadly mindset at this day and age is assuming anything. And to presume that somehow that you've never lived by faith. And, you know, I fought this battle, Hawk, and I just want to make it clear. The battle for preparation is absolutely a biblical construct and concept. You and I wouldn't be here had Noah not been moved with the fear of God, built an ark to the saving of his family. You and I wouldn't have been here if Joseph didn't do what he did during the years of plenty, store up for the years of famine. The famine of the word of God in this land is bringing about a famine in literal food. People will starve. Going back, the most important thing I'd say, if I could sum up everything that Jesus told me about the future, bottom line, Johnstown, Colorado, the two most important commodities in the world will be fresh water and potable food. You don't think so?
Yeah.
Look at literally what's going on in Australia. People don't even have a pint of water. I'll tell you something.
They're standing on the beach. Their homes are burnt, and they're on the beach trying to get rescued. Thousands of people.
Yeah. You remember the nuclear thriller in the 60s, On the Beach?
On the Beach, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, I guess I don't want to be a son of a beach, B-E-A-C-H, by being stupid and end up having to depend on someone else. And, you know, it's simple. It's really simple. You know, the idea of personal responsibility and personal accountability are totally divorced through the modern sewage education system. I do not maintain that modern education. You can look at what the average Chinese student is 4 to 6 years ahead of their American counterpart in math and science. Look at who's building the most sophisticated AI computers in the world. Look who's doing, right, wrong, or indifferent, the most horrific genetic testing, but being able to have breakthroughs. Look who's doing it. And you and I talked about the Chinese white papers, where they have no thoughts about killing every man, woman, and child. And Hawk, again, the situation in Puerto Rico is bad. The situation in Cascadia is worsening, and not by the day, by the hour. Every aerial asset in NASA, the different intelligence agencies, I think they're up to, I don't know, 12 or 1,400 flights.
NRO, the National Reconnaissance, all those.
Yeah,
people,
especially
yes.
The NRO, the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, and that people don't understand, even the Air Force, all of those planes are looking for three things. New fissures, F-I-S-S-U-R-E-S, magma movement before it breaks, and gas emissions that are indicative of sulfur dioxide and basically hydrogen sulfide and other gases. And then you look for specific particles that are known to proceed volcanic. And harmonic tremors don't get picked up by your Edmonds Scientific or even your, a typical seismogram or seismograph. Not a seismogram is a print of the seismograph. So the thing is it's never happened in the world before. China Lake is destroyed, one of the top secret U.S. military bases with so much underground real estate basically being nothing more than an abandoned set of tunnel systems for the lava, man-made lava tubes that are headed to the West Coast. Well, why aren't they telling us about this? I'll tell you why. Somebody I know is on record as stating, and I'm not going to quote him because it's his source, but he basically said point blank that I have a friend that's head of a geology department, a major university, and the three-letter boys came in and told him that if they speak of what's going on geologically, they talk to the whole geology department, they'll lose their jobs, they'll lose their pensions, and they will basically, we will make you of none effect, and we will destroy you.
Yep.
Now,
they told the same thing to the meteorologists and all kind of people too. Yes.
Yes, they did. So, again, I guess tonight's a good night to ask people, what do they expect will be their first response? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are smart when the power goes out, you'll basically grab your shortwave radio, run the portable antenna out, and start listening to other reports of coming in. Then you will basically turn off all the lights, black out your windows, not answer the door for any reason, and be prepared to, you know, to the best of your ability, defend your home. If you're not going to do that, then you better find some place to go. And if, you know, what Hawk described as neighbors coming up and just taking what they want, well, then, you know, make sure you have a nice roast turkey in the oven, and, you know, a welcome sign on the door, and when they walk in, boom. I'll leave it to Sylvester Stallone to tell you what boom means. So,
well, what I was also going to say at that point is I believe that was two local gendarmes up in your area said that they were just going to come to your house and get all their supplies, and you told them that there would be a wonderful turkey dinner sitting there for them, right? You know, I remember that.
Yep. And, you know, when somebody who's in law enforcement tells you that to your face, it puts you in a different realm. And by the way, I'll give an account to the Lord for what I'm saying and every word I've said. I've repented of my issues with my mouth, but when I say stuff like that, it's in real time. You can recall it. And, you know, I mean, I've had people who are supposedly brethren tell me they're going to come to Bozeman and kick my ass. You also know of one guy that bragged about how easy it would be for him to kill me. And he trailed me or tracked me, you know, in real time.
Yeah, and he was far. He was less than 100 yards from you in a certain alley.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And, you know, just bragging. You know, well, look, he's a ex-Vietnam vet, and, you know, interestingly enough, a guy helped. Now, I've forgiven the guy, but I also know his end. And his end will not be a pretty end. Not because of me. There's no retaliation. But because, again, you know, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be discerning like we've never been before. And I used to be too trusting. And now I don't trust anybody. Now, I have history with Hawk. He has history with me. And when I say don't trust anybody, you've got to understand, that means I won't trust my life to them. But be suspicious of people that come into your life out of the blue. I've had a situation recently. They're my best friend. I said, well, where you been for the last 5 years? Well, you know, it was tough to make a living. And all of a sudden, as the tension rises, they all of a sudden become my best friend again. Wrong, you know, wrong. I tell hot people, too, I tell people this. You know, the people that have taken me on over the years, I forgive them. I have to. I can't allow any bitterness, and I have in the past, or any unforgiveness. But the point is that even the scripture, I don't have to deal with them anymore. You know?
Nope.
I just don't
have
to deal with
them
anymore.
You know, brother, why don't you take a moment and give your website and your phone number so that people can do one of several things. First of all, if there is still time, they should sign up for your Branson, upcoming Branson Cavalcade, okay, on catastrophes and catastrophism. And then also they can get gold and silver from you right now or other items that you have in your Safe Trek storehouse or your books. Why don't you tell them how to get it?
Yeah, right now I think everybody should go to gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, and get your tickets for Branson. Now, I'm on record, Hawk. I believe Branson's going to happen. Prior to Branson, there's going to be some events taking place that are going to shake everybody up. I think Branson this year will be the most telling and important conference get-together because it's not just the stuff on Earth that's happening. It's the stuff in the heavens. So it's GENSIX.com. And ladies and gentlemen, there's eight speakers, and these guys know what they're talking about. And more importantly than that is that if you can't attend, you can pre-order the DVDs, and I'll send you all the True Legends. There's three of them right now. And, you can get those at a $50 value. So you end up being able to get your DVD, all whatever, eight of them, from this coming year's conference for $50. So it's a great deal. And why we pre-sell them is because those of you who have attended Branson know that the largest expenditure after security, and this is why they cost so much, is the effort we put into having everything filmed with five cameras, booms, and, we just do it right. People have taken me to task for that, Hawk, and I said, listen, if God can give me his best, how dare I offer him anything less than mine? And so, it's a limited amount. We have the special pricing, I think through January 15th, where you save $20 a ticket. It's $130, and it goes to, $30 a ticket. It's $130 normal, and you get it for $100 or $110. I'm not on my screen right now. But after the 15th, I think mid-January, sometime between mid-January and the end of January, that whole special goes off. It's critical. Branson becomes the most difficult place to find hotel rooms in July. I believe there's wisdom that we had it in July and not in September, because in September, the fall, everybody I know who's concerned about the economy, and again, Hawk, I don't pretend to know everything. I don't know so much, but the people that do know, you know this too. Where you lack in understanding, God more than brings the people to tell you what's going on. Is that a fair, fair statement?
That is true, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and me too. And so that's really important. I would say this, for those of you who are struggling in your walk with Jesus, go on my website, stevequayle.com. I spent 49 years stumbling, fumbling, walking, talking, writing, researching, investigating, and putting all my thoughts down. And Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, was a book that got downloaded to me. Sorry if you get offended at this, but in the shower, he gave me the chapters, he gave me the scriptures, he gave me the premise, help. H-E-L-P, his everlasting provision, his protection, his promise, his purity, his provision, and it goes on and on. There are 10 of them. And then the word hope. And I got to tell you, Hawk, we're all going to lose hope at some point, if we haven't already. And I said, God, I don't have much hope. And I said, can you give me what hope is from the same perspective you gave me what help is? And he said, hope, meaning his Jesus overcoming power every day. I promise
you,
I never thought of it. I never practiced it. So Jesus, the premise, the promise. If you want to know how everything plays out in the whole transhumanism, singularity, all of the events that are daily headlines, whether they're putting human intellect genes or intelligence genes into rats, I mean, move over, Democrats. The point is that we're, and Republicans, the thing is we're entering into a whole different world. Paradigms are changing. And because God's people have yielded to that whole paradigm, not all, but the majority have, they don't even have a clue of what's coming against them. And I guess the point, I can just say this, you will be replaced. You will be totally done away with.
Well, they should get your book terminated, shouldn't they?
Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. You go on stevecoyle.com, click on it. Somebody said, oh, you just sell fear to sell your books. No, I write stuff to try and be the antidote for fear, and I have made no statement other than this. I'm a businessman. I've spent literally huge amounts of money after being on the radio for a quarter of a century, and that's how I fund everything. And I thank each person at Hawk who has supported you, supported me, supported us, who prays for you, prays for me, prays for us. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no Bravo Sierra. If we told you what has gone on in our lives collectively, you wouldn't believe it. even friends of Hawk, who used to be his dear friends, say, you know, they don't want anything to do with him. Me too. And quite candidly, Hawk, as important as it is for God to bring the right people into our life, more importantly, it is for him to take the wrong people out. And you're seeing allegiances and alliances shifting with the sands of time. And I want
to know who is the key is Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. That is the key, people. That's what he's trying to tell you. Premise and the promise, that is what it is. It is Jesus. It is Jesus every time, all day, every night, the whole doggone thing. He's the best deal in town, people. Repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart and to be your savior, and that will change you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what will wash your sins clean and give you hope and give you help and be the only thing that will take you down the line to either see his return or to spend everlasting life with him in heaven. Oh, Steve, you got me fired up now, you know.
Well, I'd like people to get fired up as a motivation to understanding that God will always stand with those who stand for him instead of fired down. And by that, where Jesus spoke of hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth and the worm dieth not. And, you know, Jesus is not a liar. Some people won't even talk about hell. And if you guys want to embrace every form of letter combinations to try and avoid the simple statement in Genesis that God created Adam and Eve, man and woman, fine, do it. But the thing is that you do it at great peril. And what you're seeing now is a multiplier and a multiplied departing from the faith, where men are giving heed to seducing spirits. It was seduction that drew the angels, who were never meant to come into our estate and our realm of creation and procreate with earth women who produce the giants. And Hawk, again, the super soldier program has been the application of DNA extraction from long dead or in stasis giants to take that life force that's half fallen angel and half human to build a race of soldiers, and if you will, to bring about Hitler's Ubermensch, Nietzsche's Ubermensch, a Superman, And the thing is that these people are as, quote unquote, they're as dead serious as your dead body. In other words, they'll do what it takes to see that it comes to pass. And again, now, AI, I'm on record as stating that's Antichrist intelligence. AI was born out of alien implant. Alien implant took a, if you will, almost a neural electrical device, tied it in physiologically to the human being and took over him. It's like the infamous black and white movie in the late 50s, Invaders from Mars, and they remade it too, but the first was better. And everything that's happening, ladies and gentlemen, and is going to happen, has already been telegraphed to you. And the things that men will subject themselves to and watching scary films, and women too, and all the hideous, heinous, wicked, debauched creatures. And if you notice this, Hawk, you can't get away from the hideousness of those creatures and the hellishness of those creatures and cannibalism, mutilation, snuffing, having sex with the opposite members, incubus, succubus, and every form of perversion, I'm not going to name them all, that is becoming more and more problematic. The reason, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in Deuteronomy, that if someone was guilty of bestiality, they killed both the beast and the person who was a partaker with the beast, is because in those days, the genetic life force was closer to the creation of Adam, and quite candidly, it was a curse, it was a wretched thing. And yet everything that's wicked now is embraced as good, and compromise is the order of the day. Compromise brings total destruction to the people who once claimed faith. And, Hawk, the next move of God will not take place, in my opinion, and in history, I would say, bears this out. It will not take place in the House of Four Walls and in the, quote, Masonic Halls. It's going to take place where people are going to talk to others about Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost is going to fall. The people of God will rise up, and God's going to do in an instant what some of us needed 40, 50 years to do. The promise of the Bible is this: those who come last, as far as the time frame before the Lord Jesus Christ returns, they'll be brought up to speed. God pays whoever is our workers in his vineyard. If they start late in life, they're caught up to that point in life they need to be. Only the living God with a heart of mercy and absolute forgiveness could bring that to pass. Hawk, God bless you, friend. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. We just hit another airstrike over there. We hit another convoy of Iranian militiamen. They killed another big-time leader with an airstrike that's just been sent to me. I was just off the news wire out of the Daily Mail in UK. And ladies and gentlemen, go to Brother Quayle's website, take advantage of what you got, and Lord Jesus, will you protect Brother Quayle and his family and protect all of you out there. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology strike blows against the Luciferian. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, and old Mickey Lapua, baby, squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. May the Lord Jesus get you prepared and start you out tonight if you haven't started already. Good night, Steve, and good night, America. Good night.
Bye, Hawk. Bye-bye, everybody.